the thing that was most thrilling to me, George, during the collecting of all of this research for this book, was that I started coming across this redundant telling down through time of an event where the gods had come down and tinkered with DNA. And because I was studying transgenics and DNA and the altering of the human species, I kept running across these articles that had been written by different university students and things like that. And so these were theses that were being written by guys that were women who were smart, and they were earning their PhDs and things like that, but they were writing their theses and they were publishing their theses online, that kept connecting these stories of the ancient chimera and mythology and things like that. And I found it unusual that while I was researching the possible transhuman, post-human era that I'm increasingly believing that we're heading toward. While I was doing that research, I kept coming across all this ancient mythology where the gods came down, tinkered with DNA, blended their species with human DNA, created Hercules and all these people. And it seemed to me at one point that I was actually retracing the first records in history of an actual transgenic science, which had been conducted by these super intelligences that I wasn't all that familiar with, but who, for their own reasons, were, what I came to later believe, the first people to open the Ahriman Gate. In fact, I became so interested in those documents that I continued to write even after the book. I wrote the 14-part Stargate series. I wrote another book that's coming out here in probably 3 or 4 months called Nephilim Stargates. I'm working on a sequel right now to the book, and I'm also working on a nonfiction book on biotech and genetic modification and so on. But the part that became intriguing to me was, I guess, maybe a growing belief in me that part of mythology was more than mythology, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And it was happening in my mind because I was up to, 1,700, 1,800 pages of research material, something like that. And I don't mean just printed stories off the internet. I mean piles of collected specific pieces of information. And I was seeing that all over the world, different civilizations, none of these who, you couldn't say that all of them had been connected by the Phoenicians, maybe getting in their boats and traveling across the sea and taking their ideas to some other country. All around the world, the ancient Chinese, the Assyrians, the Greeks, the Egyptians, the Sumerians, the earliest mythologies, were talking about the gods coming down and mingling their species with the human race. And for the life of me, I said, well, from the Sumerians all the way down to UFO knots of today and everything.
Well, and the Book of Genesis, I guess, if you want to interpret that.
Well, no, I did do that. And I found that there was this universal mythos surrounding these events that was providing the closest thing to empirical evidence in my mind for what one might call the documentation of a genuine historic, maybe even supernatural event, if you want to use those kinds of words. And I can tell you, because I'm also, I was a pastor for 25 years, and I did do some things, I was a theologian, things like that. I can tell you that there's laws that we use in biblical interpretation to determine whether something might be perceived as a fact.
Right.
And I started applying some of those same principles, some of those same rules that we use for determining what is or isn't fiction, and I found that when I was looking at how almost instantly populations around the world had went from being hunter-gatherers to forming these advanced civilizations, and I started looking at how overnight complicated mathematics, astronomy, science, engineering techniques, people capable of building buildings and observation towers and pyramids, and it was happening around the world with an astounding similarity. And many of these containing astronomical, astronomy qualities, which continue to astonish us today. And but I noticed that among the most well-developed of those societies, the people that developed writing and languages, you know, sophisticated forms of communication, that they also instantly started writing down records of this starting phenomenon. And it was being kept. Some people refer to these as cargo cults. Some people talk about holy men and prophets, things like that. But the bottom line was there were those, you know, those librarians or historians or whatever who interested themselves in recording what or who had suddenly descended through these gates of heaven and involved themselves with these antediluvians. Now, during my research into that story, I found in Assyrian, Egyptian, Greek, other great mythologies that these gods, in order to materialize, in order to express themselves in three-dimensional forms, for whatever reason, seemed to require the need to blend various species. And so it brought me back to transgenics. And that's kind of how I started, you know, looking at this just only as what's going on in modern science, but I kept running into this old story, this ancient story from the earliest records of these beings who wanted to express themselves, and so they come down and they started blending these.
No matter what you checked, it kept coming up, didn't it?
It came up all over the world. Everywhere I looked, everywhere where there was, like I say, sophisticated methods for record keeping, writing, things like that. And anybody, of course, who has studied this knows that I'm telling the truth, that it exists in the history of every great society, every great civilization, every great religion. There is this story where these beings came down, came through a portal, came down on the top of a mountain, whatever, but they extended themselves into the material world. And then what I started doing, George, was I noticed that in modern times, these stories of ufology and alien abduction and some of the other crypto appearances of beings that they're there 1 minute, they're gone the next, that sort of thing. And I found that there was a story that, for the life of me, seemed to echo what I had found in ancient history.